this Monday night. Charlie Smith is with us this hour. Charlie, usually on Wednesday, but because of the debate, we're trying to spread things out a little bit. Our Fukushima report next Monday is on tap. Yoshi will be back then, and Dana Durnford is to deal with here. And it is turning out to be a catastrophe in our favor, a catastrophe for the gangster criminal element that is so firmly entrenched at the controls of the Republic now and is clearly trying to drive it onto the rocks and into some kind of state of utter submission. It's been a long plan. It's not new. And it continues. And watching the email dumps, which have been, when you think about it, Julian Assange and his organization have done more for America and American patriotism and the world by releasing this evil, criminal crap than anyone. I mean, this is it. 2 months ago, his attorney and best friend murdered to try to shut him up. Something may be going on there now. I don't have an answer for you. But I do know that Assange was visited by Pamela Anderson. Many of you know that now. He has not been seen or heard from since. He's not emailing anybody. The ninth Podesta email dump was the last one, and nothing today of any consequence. Some FBI documents, but they were interesting, though. I can't dismiss them. They weren't another 10,000-page dump. Charlie, welcome back to the program. This has been something I know you've been deeply into, going through thousands of these emails, and I'm just wondering, almost off the cuff here, how many things have you seen that could result in an indictment and or conviction for Hillary Clinton, her campaign, and her thugs?
Well, before I answer that one, I'll give you a quick update. The release number 10 hit a little bit after about 5:30 East Coast time.
Oh, it's out. Good. No one's picked it up that I've seen it. If you can direct me to that, I'll put it right up.
It's much more difficult to review. I did not see a whole heck of a lot at first, although I did finally run into some extraordinary comments.
Uh-huh.
And that'll probably touch that in helping to answer your question. And
good.
Second,
good.
The folks at WikiLeaks have released a statement that Julian is fine, and the only reason that the emails are not getting out from him is because it appears that a nation state mm-hmm. has shut down the internet access for him.
Or to the whole building. I mean, he could just go downstairs to the rest of the embassy and plug in, you'd think.
Well, literally to the whole embassy, and there are some harsh words being exchanged, I understand, at the moment, not between him and Ecuador, but between Ecuador and the UK and perhaps the United States. Now, to answer your question, even in this latest batch, the batch number 10, there are items in there that literally should be followed up by a legitimate law enforcement officials, because it does outline illegal activity taking place inside the Clinton Foundation.
Right.
And this is the kicker. The person making the accusations is Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, really?
She writes in an email to John Podesta that a coworker of hers, Ilya, has caught Justin, who is their IT guy, a couple of days ago, reading his Barry, which means reading Ilya's Barry, and loading the same spyware onto his computer that he loaded onto Bernie's computer.
Oh, they got into Bernie's computer. How funny.
Well, no, in this case, it's not Bernie Sanders. This is associated at the Clinton Foundation.
They probably got into Bernie Sanders, too.
I'll get into that in a few minutes. She goes on to say, a Secret Service agent told Mark, my husband, that Justin had asked another Secret Service agent to lie about the parking pass absurdity. Multiple people have shared with me how upset they are at hearing how Justin referred to my father in the late last week in a very derogatory way.
Who's Justin again?
Justin is their IT guy, I believe.
All right.
Oscar has told my father he knows Justin is reading his emails. All right, so just in this first portion of it, we've discovered now that spyware has been loaded onto computers, literally spyware virus systems, at the Clinton Foundation. We may owe Vladimir Putin an apology, because if that is indeed the case, anyone linking up, like John Podesta, may have had this stuff installed in his system from day one. And it would have been installed by a guy at the Clinton Foundation. So, needless to say, what we're discussing here already is a federal crime. Now, let's see. We also know that Justin is reading Bill Clinton's emails. There we go. Now, my father was told today of explicit examples of the Clinton Foundation, Tenio, which is Doug Band, one of his closest advisors, pushing for and receiving free memberships, and of multiple examples of Tenio hustling business at the Clinton Foundation, and of people who are having quit at the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
She's alleging that Bill Clinton's top advisor at the Clinton Foundation was engaged in illegal activity, literally to rip people off. Remember, it's supposed to be a non-profit organization.
501(c).
Accusing him, right, there you go. She's accusing him of hustling business and receiving memberships, in other words, kickbacks and other things. And finally, we have Doug told John Davidson that he was never going to forgive him for not reporting that Dad met with John, i.e. you, Podesta, on Sunday, and that how could John forget who he really worked for? So, what you're referring to, and this is Chelsea Clinton.
Yeah.
It sounds almost like high school.
Yes.
This is just her. And she is now making allegations that extend from spyware and computer espionage being conducted at the foundation by people within the foundation, as well as illegal activities by people working for the foundation. Wonderful. Now, this is just in the latest portions that are coming out. I'll have to come back and review it because, frankly, this is one of those where you just start to not only drop on your tracks, it's exhausting. I need to write this up and put all this together.
Now, you got to synthesize a lot of stuff and format it, sequence it, and arrange it, sure.
Investigate exactly who are the players and where they're coming from. As we've seen, this is just the latest in the WikiLeaks. In previous issues, we've seen Doug Band, who has been described as the Bill Clinton's son that he never had, his closest advisor, literally describing Chelsea as smiling to your face and stabbing you in the back.
Oh, she's got a perfect career ahead of her in politics.
Well, apparently she's not very well liked by individuals in the foundation.
Would they call her a spoiled brat or something? Somebody
along those lines.
Yes, but it was a little worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a real shrew, and you watch in the years ahead what's coming. You watch.
Yeah, Doug Band did make sure to refer in the same email where he said that she was stabbing people in the back. that the fruit does not fall far from the tree. And this is in a reference, obviously, either to mom or dad.
Either
or
one.
Perhaps both.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, look, this comes on the heels of the FBI revelations. Now, this is not leaked information from the FBI. This is official release from the FBI in reference to their investigation into Bill Clinton, into Hillary Clinton and her server and the systems associated with it. There is a very stunning revelation that's almost like out of the X-Files. I'll actually reserve that generally for the last, but I'll start off with this. Apparently, at the State Department, there's a group of individuals who were basically attempting to override the classification that the FBI had placed on some of the emails. And this group of individuals consisted of, Jonathan Finer, Chief of Staff for Secretary of State Kerry, Jennifer Stout, Deputy Chief of Staff, Heather Higginbottom, Deputy Secretary for State and Management Resources, Kennedy, Julia Freefeld, and others, all from inside the State Department. This group was referred to as the Seventh Floor Group, and this is an exact quote, or the shadow government.
All right, that's a knockout, folks. All right, that's a
this
biggie.
This is the FBI agent involved, referring to a group of individuals hidden in a dark recess of the State Department who refer to themselves as the shadow government. This is almost like out of the X-Files.
It is. It is. Yeah.
I was not only stunned when I read that. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, that's not an accusation, but what is at the very beginning of the FBI documents is an FBI agent investigating the Clinton emails received a call from Kennedy, who is a close associate of Hillary Clinton, who is still currently working. He's a deputy undersecretary
in the State Department.
Right. He received a call from a guy working at the International Operations Division who said he had spoken with Kennedy, Patrick Kennedy, who had asked for his assistance in altering the email classifications in exchange for a, quote, quid pro quo, unquote, advised that in exchange for marking the emails unclassified, state would reciprocate by allowing the FBI to place more agents in countries where they are presently forbidden. Now, essentially, what you've got here is an FBI agent accusing a sitting member of the U.S. State Department of attempting to bribe him with a quid pro quo. And this is an exact quote. Now, mind you, the State Department and the FBI have released press statements today saying that nothing extent ever took place and that this never happened.
Right.
The point is, the witness, the FBI agent, not only alleged that, he put it in writing.
Wow.
So now we have clear, this is absolutely positive, 100% evidence that there was an attempt to undermine the investigation and that operation was underway by people who are still in government.
Yes.
And that they were making an illegal attempt to literally bribe the FBI. It's bribery.
These are felony bribes. Unbelievable.
Now, he goes on.
Uh,
the same agent who received all of this noted that he, quote, believes the state, referring to State Department, has an agenda which involves minimizing the classified nature of the Clinton emails in order to protect the State Department interests and those of Clinton.
There you go. Right there again.
You have an FBI agent directly in writing noting that the State Department's agenda was to protect Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I thought it was to sort of conduct affairs of state between our nation and others. Guess not.
Well,
silly me.
In further notes, that in meetings between the FBI and Kennedy, the FBI, Kennedy's told the agent that the FBI's email classification in question caused problems for Kennedy,
right.
And Kennedy wanted the classified document as B9, which is essentially a interagency or intra-agency consideration, and you can't see it. It's not secret. It's just a consultation document, and it's not something that should be generally let out. Kennedy further stated that the B9 classification would allow him to archive the document in the basement of the Department of State, quote, never to be seen again.
See, Charlie, these are all prosecutable. I'm hearing crime after crime here. I guess that's why Giuliani said he had already 26 cases that he could prosecute against her, and he felt he could win easily. This was 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago.
Well, you know, and this is not on WikiLeaks. This is the
yes.
report.
Yeah.
This is an official document. Director Comey should step down.
He should resign. Absolutely.
Because at this point, what I'm reading, and based on his decision, he should be able to be stood up for prosecution for obstruction of justice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, it goes on. The FBI agent Ann Turner admitted that the emails, Turner being a attorney, one of the Clinton attorneys, that had all of the emails at their offices, which they reviewed before they released to anyone. Turner admitted that the emails contained on those laptops had been viewed by attorneys who did not have a security clearance at the time they reviewed the material.
All right, amazing.
You're reviewing documents from the Secretary of State, and you have no classification capability. You are not cleared to view secret information. That in itself is a standing violation of federal law, period.
Good luck getting the DOJ to bring charges. That's the problem.
Well,
I mean, can't Trump file in federal court any of this stuff? Can't he file in federal court to force her to have a health evaluation on the basis of observable events, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
None of that, as far as, you know, candidate Trump, forget it. This is the kind of stuff, reading this right here, the only recourse is to begin proceedings to impeach or remove FBI Director Comey.
Yeah.
This is the kind of things where what we are looking at right now is we have a corrupt Federal Bureau of Investigation at the top, which has essentially ignored not only obvious and clear violations of the law. They have actually done their best to obstruct justice in itself.
Absolutely. It's RICO.
It's actually worse. It is in the area of violating national security.
Oh, it's close to treason, isn't it?
It is. Now, we still have more to go. This is a scream, and this is still just the FBI stuff. You and I haven't even talked except for one WikiLeaks email.
Yeah. Go ahead. I really admire you for going through this and doing so much work, Charlie. That's amazing. With your mind looking over this stuff, I hope you're going to be writing for months, hopefully.
Cheryl Mills, former chief of staff for Clinton, and of course one of her attorneys, admitted that the computer in their possession has been, quote, connected to the internet on numerous occasions subsequent to being loaded with the classified email communications of Hillary Clinton. Okay. Now, the guys from Fort Meade who are listening in on this, after they stop screaming at the radio, you can think of it in these terms. You've got every email that Hillary had, you load it onto a laptop so you can review it because you're her attorney. And what do you do just for giggles? You connect it to the internet. Okay, not only is it a security violation that you have no clearance to see the stuff, it's a security violation because now you have it hooked up to the internet, and anybody in their right mind who has the capability could potentially hack into that and download everything. You have just opened the door. Now, we've heard this administration again and again and again excuse itself saying that Russia did it and this is a horrible thing. Well, sorry. There are so many open opportunities here to Hillary's emails from her attorneys and, as we've read before, from the WikiLeaks, starting at the Clinton Foundation with viruses being intentionally installed.
Yeah.
To claim that Putin did it is not only ridiculous, it may have been somebody inside these operations. It could have been a high school kid. Of course, one of the Clinton emails did contain John Podesta's password and ID. Runner 4567 was his password.
What a clever password.
It was not only his password for his email, it was his password for his Twitter account and his Apple phone.
Oh, what a smart guy.
His Twitter account, and he didn't change it, by the way. So his Twitter account and his Apple phone were hacked just a few days ago.
What arrogance. These people just, they don't care.
Look, if your password is runner 4567, it doesn't take the Kremlin to hack your email.
No.
We've already seen that with teenage kids stoned out of their mind in their basement hacking the AOL account of the CIA director. This is a comedy and a tragedy at the same time.
Wow.
Now, back to the FBI. Okay. The agent from the State Department Diplomatic Security, a professional for something like 15, 20 years, been serving there, quote, former Secretary Rice observed strict adherence to State Department security and diplomatic protocols, while Clinton frequently and blatantly disregarded them. This is the agent in charge of her personal security, of her electronic security, of literally, you know, standing there at the door and protecting her if somebody shoots at her, as well as making sure that she didn't lose her BlackBerry or anything like that. Blatantly disregarded security and diplomatic protocols.
Yeah.
This agent goes on to note that once, while traveling in an armored vehicle where the passenger windows were set to not open for security reasons, quote, Hillary ordered the limousine driver, believed to be, quote, and they blacked his name out, while traveling, by the way, in Palestine, to open the window of the driver's side, because that's the only window that could be opened, while in occupied territory,
which
refers to the dangerous areas of the West Bank.
Yeah.
The driver, the State Department security official, initially declined to respond to Clinton's request. However, repeated demands by Clinton forced him to open his window despite the danger to himself and the occupant.
Remember, the glass was it's bulletproof, and it's the only security they had, and she was demanding that he remove that portion of their perimeter security. Gone.
Correct. And they're in the occupied West Bank in a dangerous area where people have RPGs, AK-47s,
no problem.
And even a rock.
Okay? Even a rock.
Let's just roll down the window. You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, this comes to mind. It's like, you know, it's a bad neighborhood we're in. Let's roll up the windows. Well, in this case, it's a bad neighborhood we're in. Let's roll down the windows.
No problem.
I can just see Hillary screaming at this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Not obey her command.
Four-letter words flying. Oh, sure.
That if he didn't roll down the blankety-blank window, his blankety-blank would be put in a jar.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Now, hey, back at home, inside Clinton's office at the Department of State, there is a security checkpoint known as Post 1 and Post 2, staffed by uniformed State Department DS security officers and DS agents who are in charge of Clinton's personal security. Clinton's office is a SCIF, better known as a Sensitive Compartmentalized Information Facility. That means that it has been electronically swept for bugs, and it maintains a perimeter to make sure that nothing goes in or out that is not secured. For obvious reasons, SCIF facilities are something that the NSA set up all throughout our government, where an official can walk in and work on top secret stuff. That's what it's for. By DS security policy in this Department of State, no cell phones are allowed inside the secured facility, and Department of State agents, officers, and staff are required to leave their cell phones outside the door in secure lockers. Clinton refused to abide by this security requirement and brought her cell phone, believed to be a BlackBerry, inside the SCIF, where a DS agent assigned to Post 1 was required to guard it, meaning she pulled a guard from her personal security outside the facility to inside.
Uh-huh.
Just to stand there to watch her phone.
Got it.
Department of State security agents were indignant that they were required to follow security policy, but Clinton made herself exempt from the same regulations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, once again, if you're working at Fort Meade, my apologies to you for having to read that to you, because I know that you are now screaming and jumping up and down on the radio. The reason for this is Hillary Clinton bought her BlackBerries off eBay. You cannot tell what is on an unsecured electronic device. And you're in a room where they have computers and telephones that go directly to the Pentagon, go directly to the White House, as well as other places. So if I'm a Russian agent and I know this and I can swap that eBay phone that's in the mail with my specialized electronic device, guess what? Now everything that's going on inside that secured facility, I'm listening in. I can tell a lot of things electronically, signature-wise, about the phones, about the systems, etc., with simple and very straightforward electronic implants put inside a working BlackBerry. In short, not only is this a national security violation, this is the kind of thing that FSU and the Chinese PLA guys would be drooling to do, because she is breaking protocol and therefore literally allowing an electronic device that is unsecure to go inside a secured area.
That's all she does, Charlie, is break protocol. That's
well, in this case, protocol is for little people.
That's right.
Okay, just
it's
like
for
the laws.
It's for the 99.9%, not her.
Right, you know, just like the law, as we've well seen.
Yeah.
And now, that's pretty much the sum and total out of the FBI document. The last one was, of course, the shadow government, which is mind-blowing in itself. But the rest of this, the way that it reads, we know that she abuses her staff and her agents, literally like a diva. We now know that she's a national security risk.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that there was a plot from the State Department to bribe FBI officials to reclassify documents so they could bury them or make sure that the public never, ever got to see them, or to make sure the committees that were subpoenaing them never got them as well.
Yeah.
So, all in all, what you're looking at, and again, this is just the FBI documents, we see illegal activity, violations of national security and federal law, violations, and we also discover, lo and behold, almost like right out of the Illuminati script, that there is a shadow government of secret officials working inside our government that actually make the rules, and everything else is superfluous. Now, I was never one to submit to conspiracy theories.
No, that's not your bailiwick. Understood.
No, to me, if someone had said that there's a shadow government, I would laugh it off and say that, you know, you've seen that in a cartoon somewhere.
Right.
If an FBI agent, on the other hand, writes it down in official documentation, noting along with these other little items of things going on, it's not only something to believe, it's something to panic about.
Indeed.
This is the
Indeed.
Stuff of science fiction.
It certainly
almost,
is.
If George Washington was here, he would have a firing squad operating up somewhere. There are people who literally need to be removed from the government because they do not believe in governing. They believe in ruling. And Hillary Clinton is the first person on this list.
You're totally right.
People who believe that they should rule.
Well, the reference to the shadow government is very, very interesting. That's a big development, and we'll see. We'll see. We knew it was there. I knew it was there. I didn't have any way to quantify it, but I
can
tell
you. You've been telling me for years.
Yes.
And I'm the guy looking at you going, oh, you're just paranoid. It's just a conspiracy theory. This is the kind of thing that you'd see on X-Files. I'm sorry. I apologize to you, Jeff.
No problem.
You were right. You were not only right, you were seriously right.
Yeah, it's grim. It's so grim.
It's scary.
The amount of control is so much further down the road than most people, except you and our listeners perhaps, would understand. And you know, you look where we were 10 years ago, all this was in place. The same mechanisms were there. It's just gotten to be more and more vicious. And now they're at the point where they don't even feel like they have to act accountable. They don't even pretend. That's how much power they think they have.
To give you an open example, in the WikiLeaks emails, they make references to some Clinton emails that had been posted and released by the State Department that
right.
they were afraid that the public would eventually find and pay attention to, and nobody really paid much attention to them. This is just sort of like a background as to exactly how Hillary Clinton thinks. There's an email from Huma Abedin to her. Six soldiers among dead Syria weighing observers. Okay, we're talking about a terrorist attack in Syria where soldiers and civilians have died.
Right.
In response, Hillary writes to Huma Abedin, is Dalton Brody off Connecticut or Wisconsin? Dalton Brody is a high-dollar, upper-class gift shop. In an email about dead people in Syria.
Get ready for this, folks. Listen carefully now. In an email about folks in Syria. Go ahead.
Who are dead because of a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton is asking for directions to
a high-dollar gift shop.
And to give you an example of what I mean by high dollar, I went to their website to check them out. One of the lead items they have there is a $350 butter dish.
Yeah, maybe that's what Hillary bought.
Well, I was thinking that maybe she was so kind-hearted that she'd buy the butter dish and send it to the families of the dead.
She came back
and actually told her that it was on Wisconsin Avenue, to which Hillary replied, thank you, I got lost.
This is worse than science fiction. It really is. It's so improbably
incredible. In an email about dead people in Syria, Hillary is asking for directions to a high-dollar gift shop. Now, that's just one sample.
Now, remember who's driving her around, too. What date was this, approximately?
This was actually December 18th, 2011.
Wow. There you go.
That's not all. Try this.
Oh, I love it.
April 29th, 2010. In an email, subject, knife-wielding man injures 28 children, two teachers, and a security guard in a kindergarten. This is in China. You have a terrorist attack slashing children. Hillary's response is, thanks. What did Mark Hyman tell you? Mark Hyman is her personal physician. She's asking, what did her doctor tell Huma in an email about children getting slashed in China? Huma Abedin says, we traded calls, but I haven't heard back.
Basically, and
she wasn't asking her doctor about the slashed children.
No. It had something to do with her own medical issues, whatever they were.
Yes. Okay. It's not like, oh my God, this is terrible. THX.
She doesn't care. She's a sociopath. She doesn't care.
Doesn't care is almost
an understatement.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah. No.
Another email, Pagliano. Her IT guy sends her a happy birthday message. She forwards it to one of her staff people and says, please respond. Instead of responding herself,
she couldn't type in, happy birthday to you, thank you. She had to send it off to somebody else.
She sends it to a staff person to respond for her.
That's what you want for president, ladies and gentlemen out there, whoever may be supporting Hillary Clinton. I don't think so. This is bad.
We have come to the point with the Goldman Sachs emails, the WikiLeaks emails, with the FBI revelations.
Yep.
You need to understand her mentality here. We are peons.
Less than that, Charlie. Less.
Okay. We are peasants.
We're just
to be used.
Dirt in the wind. Dirt under her feet. The great
Hillary. She is the ruling elite. You've seen it on her video. Why aren't I 50 points ahead? Screaming.
Unreal. I don't know any other campaign, any other presidential election cycle, and this woman would have been blown out of the nomination so long ago, it's not even funny. But when you have the entire media behind you, and you don't have to pay for a dime of coverage.
Well, the media is not, they don't want to talk about these things, you know, like put
they're not going to talk about them. It should have been the Sunday news it should have been the Sunday news program.
Podesta.
Yeah.
The San Bernardino shooting.
Yeah, oh my God. See, this is front page stuff. It should be on the New York Times, all of those if they were real papers, but they're not.
The San Bernardino, it's incredible.
Yes,
Podesta
it is.
Podesta emails
yeah.
that it's too bad, basically, that the Bernardino shooter was Muslim and that he should have been a white guy.
A white guy. Can you believe this now? Seriously, read the little quote there from the email. This is Podesta, who's coming across more and more like a thug mafiosi gangster.
It was Farouk, and I've got to dig it up.
No big deal. He basically said, as Charlie just reported to you, that it's too bad the San Bernardino shooter was a Muslim and not a white guy. Now, come, what is this? Who is John Podesta? Who is he representing? Part of the issue that we've been talking about forever. They want to destroy what's left of this country and take it down to banana republic status. Go ahead.
Okay, here's your exact quote. He was sent an email by Karen Finney saying that NBC had named the shooter from San Bernardino.
Right.
Quote, better if a guy named Saeed Farouk was reporting that a guy named Christopher Hayes was the shooter. Christopher Hayes, of course, was reporting that Saeed Farouk was the shooter. So, basically, he's saying here, like I said...
He's saying I hate America. That's what he's saying.
He's saying that it would have been better for the DNC and for Hillary and for the Democrats if it wasn't a Muslim terrorist.
Yeah, I know.
That it was just another white guy shooting the place up. Okay, now, you know, that's a bad point. You know, but look at John Podesta from a different email. John Podesta's email on a company named Juul, in this case in reference to an energy unit. Juul is a company that is based in Europe. It is invested in by Vladimir Putin. It has been seen as a front company for Russian banks.
Right.
Apparently, John Podesta and his brother worked as lobbyists and represented Juul. And not only did they pay him, they gave him 75,000 shares. He writes, he gets an email from them about his shares, so he decides to write out a document transferring 25,000 of his primary and another 8,000 of the secondary shares he has in this company into a blind trust. This is a signed document noting that he has a holding interest in a company that is a front for the Russian government and Vladimir Putin, and he is sticking it into a blind trust so nobody can see it. Signed. This is not only illegal activity, this is beyond the pale. They are standing there accusing Vladimir Putin of hacking them and of Trump being linked to Vladimir Putin. Meanwhile, we're looking at a document showing that he took payment from Vladimir Putin and their government.
Right.
What is going on?
Ask Loretta
Who's
Lynch.
Who's lying to you?
Ask Loretta Lynch.
Oh, well.
If Hillary wins, she'll be on the Supreme Court within 6 months.
And FBI Director Comey will be the Attorney General.
Absolutely. Yep.
You got to pay it back, you know.
That's right.
That is, unless she throws him under the bus. Hillary is known to stab people in the back.
Just once or twice.
Gee, like, where did the apple fall from? I'm sorry,
Charlie,
right now,
what's
it? To my website, there is a
Softwar, softwar.net. Click on Charlie's name, Softwar, SOFTWAR.net.
I did cover one of the early documents that were in this entire mess.
Uh-huh.
This is a document where it's Hillary writing it, not anyone else, not her staff. She's conversing with John Podesta, and she writes to him, noting, sources include Western intelligence, U.S. intelligence, and sources in the region. This is in reference to ISIS. Quote, while military and paramilitary operation is going forward, we need to use our diplomatic and more traditional intelligence assets to bring pressure on the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which are providing clandestine financial and logistic support to ISIL and other radical Sunni groups in the region. Now, to review, what she just said is according to U.S. intelligence sources that she has available to her, Saudi Arabia and Qatar fund ISIS. Their governments are literally paying for terrorist acts on the soil of the United States. That's an act of war.
Indeed it is. This is amazing to me. I've known Charlie for a long time, and he's one of us. But to have him come out and look at this stuff, and he's literally had his entire base, his bedrock, reconfigured from this, as any good American would who didn't know it, and that was virtually everybody. We didn't know. Now, well, we knew intuitively, we knew on the rumor circuit, but now here it is in black and white. These people are evil. We're in grave trouble. Donald Trump is the last chance. Yeah, serious danger. If she starts shooting down, said no-fly zone in Syria, Charlie, and shoots down Russian planes, like she said she's going to do several times.
World War III.
That's it. S-300, S-400, American B-1s, B-2s, B-52s start raining out of the sky. That's it. Then you'll see Iskander missiles.
See warships exchange missiles.
Oh, yeah. It'll escalate pretty fast.
And then you're
going to
see, right, it'll escalate very rapidly. And she's only going to do this because she needs to distract from her own corruption.
Oh, war is the best.
A major move.
Let me suggest one other thing. I wouldn't be surprised if Obama is plotting to push the line as close as he can to a mandatory shootdown of American planes, like another accidental bombing of Syrian military. Something like that. He's going to try and take more pressure off Hillary by creating an international crisis mode. You watch with Russia. That's
we've already seen, not only in these emails, but in the Clinton emails that have been released, that he lied to America when he said that he did not know she had a private server.
Absolutely,
he was exchanging emails with her
under an alias. I know, it's sickening.
And in the WikiLeaks emails, they make it very clear that they want the White House to withhold his emails under executive privilege. All right, so not only did she know, he knew. Now, he said, of course, on national TV, he didn't know. Well, he lied to us. All right, now, a lot of the email and email information that's being withheld as classified are exchanges of emails between her and him.
Right.
How many other people were reading those?
Good question.
Okay. literally, most likely not only Vladimir Putin, but President Xi of China, maybe
yeah.
the Mossad,
yeah.
perhaps the French president. Who knows?
Hold on.
Really can't be.
Yeah, I'll
ISIS.
Anybody.
Okay, I am sure
yeah.
that what we're looking at here takes us all the way, walks us all the way into the current White House. And this is devastating. Remember, people who are voting for Hillary, think of it in these terms. You think of yourselves as progressive and liberal. What we have here, in their own words, is a secret government operating with secret courts that is essentially outside the law and invoking classified documentation when it isn't, covering up corruption and collusion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
That is not a progressive government. That is not a leftist government. That is not the liberal Democrats that I know. That this is something that's almost nightmarish.
Oh, I think it is nightmarish. I think you're right. It doesn't get any... Look, I don't know where we are in terms of the comparison with the Cuban Missile Crisis, but we're getting damn close to the same kind of staging. It's that bad. Everybody has said... Go ahead.
A lot of people are going to get hurt.
A lot of people
are going to get hurt.
Permanently hurt. We may even have... the only way to stop it, they'll take out Chicago. We'll take out... St. Petersburg, and then we'll call it even. That's the only way you can stop it.
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't have the answers.
Once that kind of thing gets started,
it
doesn't stop.
Look, and then there are things that happen. Communications breakdown. A submarine has its standing orders. If you do not hear from us, here's what you're supposed to do once you've opened those final instructions. You know, there's just things that can go wrong. These things don't always work right.
As you edge closer to the midnight, the nightmare.
Yeah, tick, tick, tick.
The chances of an accident are raised exponentially.
Yes, sir. That's right. Charlie, we
and
need to talk.
Murphy rules. All
Murphy.
It takes is one guy thinking that he sees something on the radar scope.
Yeah.
And it's... we're going to let fly.
General Murphy.
Now, you know, what I'm referring to here, though, is...
we got to wrap it up. Go ahead.
Yeah. Again, you know, my concept of a liberal Democrat was someone who cared about human rights and due process. What we have is secret courts and a secret government. That's not human rights. That's not due process. That is dictatorship.
That's right. You nailed it, my friend. Charlie, we'll talk soon, and maybe before next visit, because the election will come and go, and I'd like to get your take on a lot of different things. If you hear anything about Syria, about what they've decided to do, let me know immediately, will you? And maybe we can get you back on, because this is what I'm watching
okay.
for. They met last Friday. Thanks, Charlie. Great program.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Take care. Charles R. Smith, softwar.net, and we will be right back with you tomorrow night. Thanks for being here. Take good care.